Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Well, welcome, everybody. This is Jory. I'm a coffee psychic, your host of Your Psychic Connection right here on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, we have a wonderful guest tonight. This is medium Sherry Jewell's going to be joining us. And we, you know, Sherry's going to be able to tap in psychically, see if there are some dead people she can find for you. We're going to chat a little bit first, though, about mediumship and what it is. You guys all know I'm a medium as well, and I just love this work. Sherry's amazing. I've seen her before, so of course I definitely want her on the show tonight. And you know, I'd like to tell you guys a little bit of anything that may have happened during the week. You know, I'll ask Sherry this too in just a second here when we get her on. But you know, doing the psychic work, some people don't like hearing, you know, bad things, but then other people are like, "Tell me everything, Jorianne." So, I'm also a medical intuitive as well, and I just want to share it with some really great feedback. I was very happy. I'd been reading somebody that I know very well, and I heard very clearly, you better get in to the doctors and get a colonoscopy. And again, you and the listening audience, you'd have to know, do you want somebody to tell you that or not? And they just called me and said, boy, am I glad you told me that, because they did the colonoscopy and they found a growth, got rid of it, and knock on wood, so far, so good. So I know you guys know the saying I live by, to be forewarned is to be forearmed. So that's what I go by. We're going to have Sherry join us right now, and we are going to get talking about some of this stuff here.
Hi, Jorianne. Hi,
Mary. Hey, can you hear
me? How are you? Yes,
great,
I can hear you great. Am I good?
You are fantastic. So you know what I just said? I don't know if you heard it, but I don't, as a medium, I know you get things psychically also. And again, I live by to be forewarned is to be forearmed. So do you come by that? Do you also share if the spirits feel like it's something necessary for you to tell people? Do you go in that direction as well?
From my own guidance, I was told to always say what I hear. So, yes. If I hear it or feel it or see it, I do say it.
Yes.
Sometimes a little more carefully than others, depending what the subject is.
I hear
you. And,
you
know, who
totally.
The person is.
I hear you totally. You know, Shiri, we're starting tonight on a topic of mediumship. Now, I do that work, you do that work. Can you tell me, in your definition, what is mediumship?
I believe that, you know, a medium is, you know, one of us that can communicate with the spirit world. You know, we receive the information from the spirit world where the psychic is. We're like perceiving it or reading it, you know, reading the energy. So I just, mm-hmm. the medium's information, I just comes from a different realm, space, whatever
okay.
term you'd like to give it. Yeah.
Okay. And so I'm going to ask you, I know we met a while ago. We worked together, which has just been a lot of fun. And how did you get started in this field? Like, what had you do this? Were you a little child, or what happened?
No, it was the last thing I thought. I never thought about doing it. I had a very classic, I guess you would say, spiritual awakening. Basically had a very good life, or, you know, near perfect life, destroyed. My child
okay.
was sick. My dad got paralyzed, cancers okay. and all these kind of things. And every time I would, you know, be dealing with one thing, another thing would come and knock me down. So I would just like to say a series of unfortunate events in daily life that really mm-hmm. knocked me down and actually caused a depression. I'd never been depressed in my life. Anyone that knows anything about spiritual awakening knows sometimes this is how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to say I was pretty depressed for quite a few years. Then one day, I don't even know how to explain this. I guess I started receiving messages in my sleep and having prophetic dreams. And I would see people in my sleep, and then I would meet them. I started getting these messages in my sleep with, I call them soul words, you know, bigger words that I knew at the time. I'd wake up and hear these words like, be benevolent, be merciful, you know, and if you know me, you know, how I talk,
wow.
I'm very casual, I'd be like Googling the words. What? Anytime I get a big word, even like I got in back right and the stuff comes out of me, I'm like, what the hell does that word mean, you know? And I'm Googling the words.
Right.
So I kind of call them like soul, you know, soul words or, you know, in very old words. And yeah, so then it just started happening. And then archangels came. And seriously, I was not spiritual at all. I was not religious. And I woke up a medium one day. I have, you know, I guess my soul, it was time to wake up, you know?
Totally.
And that was about it. And it just kept,
you know,
things kept like that just kept happening.
Well, they say that we have, that we've made an agreement before coming into this earth. Now, of course, we don't remember that, but somewhere along the path, we decided that at some point in our life that we were going to do this work. And apparently that was your awakening. That was the time where they
well,
said,
yeah, I
was
shown, yeah, yeah, I was shown that I wanted to be like, I'm 55, but I was shown that I wanted to live like half my life, be normal, you know, be a mother, have children, which I did all that.
Yeah.
And then basically I kind of always knew when this stuff started that I knew when my youngest was going off to college, it was really going to like pop open. And that's exactly
yeah.
what happened. So I guess I needed, you know, the kids out of my house. I needed to be by myself and then could become myself, right?
Certainly.
Yeah, your soul definitely has a mission to do this work, I believe, yeah.
Totally. So in some of your work, Shiri, in some of your work, do you find that, like, have you had, like, the spirits knocking down the door going like, you know, hey, call the neighbor, you know, and tell them this and tell them that? Or is it that, you know, people, so are you going out and reaching other people like that, the New York medium, I forgot what her name is, but
yeah, Teresa.
Do you go out there and reach out to the people because spirits are knocking on your head in your sleep, or do people just come to you because they've heard that you're a medium, or is it both?
Usually, you know, it's definitely when we're doing a reading. It's interesting. I saw Teresa Caputo in my dream at the beginning of my journey. And
yep.
Yeah, and the long and medium Teresa Caputo. And one day, I had fallen asleep watching TV, and I was watching her show. When I just fell asleep, I sleep with the TV on. And cool. When I woke up, I saw a picture of her in my sleep. And I'm like, okay, guys, you know, I've met everybody I've ever seen in my dream I meet. I'm like, there's no way. This is crazy. Random dream. No way in hell I'm meeting her. Honest to God, yeah. I met her that day. And I'm in Chicago.
Oh, my God.
And I had an experience. Yeah, I mean, seriously, it was so wild. And I ended up meeting her in Chicago. And I had an experience with her where I actually saw a spirit step into her. She didn't even know what happened. And you guys, I'm going to tell you right now, she is real. It freaked me out because I was very new at this at the time, and it was just having experiences. I didn't know I was a medium. And her eyeballs changed, and spirit stepped into her, and then they threw like an energy ball into my stomach. So we were both kind of silent. She didn't know what happened.
Well, I'm going to interrupt you here. Hang on a second now. So when you're – so I just want our listening audience to know that there are some different things going on that you're explaining. So if you saw the spirit stepping into her body, then it's not just that you're a medium, you're also clairvoyant, which means you're able to see into the other side, into the psychic realms. Okay, a lot of people might not know that. So if I just want to share
with
people, okay?
Well, yeah, but Jorianne, what was weird, though, is, no, like, I saw her eyeballs change. Like something stepped into her body.
Yes.
Like
her
demeanor
so cool.
changed. Her eyeballs changed. Yeah, it was wild. Yes, and then when she threw this, like, it felt like an energy ball. And at the time, I was very new at this, and I didn't understand what was going on. And it felt like a softball was thrown into my stomach physically. And then her and I were both frozen in time. It was a really, really weird feeling, you know? But, yeah, so then a lot of times when I do my work, like, you know, I do gallery readings, you know, where you stand up on the stage in front of a group, a lot of people will actually compare me, like, my sense of humor and the way I read to her. You know, I'm not saying I am her by any means, but there's a similarity with the humor, I would think, you know? So I normally do not read people in a store. Has it happened? Yes. I do believe we're here to serve spirit. I'm not going to run around town doing it, no. But in special circumstances, has that happened? Yes. But I do believe that it was meant to happen, you know?
Totally.
Because you never know. What if I ignored spirit because I was embarrassed or didn't want to be like one of those people? But by me giving that message or you giving that message, you don't know what that person's going through that day, and maybe it just saved their life.
Yep.
You know?
Totally. Completely. Yep.
It's not to show off. It's to serve spirit, you know, serve God.
Totally. You know, before we get into questions, I'm going to ask you one more question. And I want to make sure all of the callers know, for all of you guys that have listened to my show, remember there is a list of people that want to get in and ask Sherry a question. So please make sure you ask one question and one question only. Or, Sherry, what do you need? Do you need somebody's name, a dead person's name? Do you focus on a question? How does it work for you?
Well, I just ask the person, you know, your name, that helps. And obviously you guys with mediumship, it's not always the quickest thing. So I'm not going to guarantee I can do a mediumship reading in a second. You know what I'm saying?
It can happen.
But
I want them to know that they can call you though for a full session later. So we're just going to give them a little taste, a little tidbit, and we're going to see what comes up. And we'll do a couple minutes on each person and then we'll get on to the next caller. Okay.
Yeah. And Jorianne, let's just tag team them. You know, we'll probably meld together and we'll do it together.
There you go. Okay. Well, we're going to take our first caller here. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yep. Yes, we can. And I know this is Kim, yes?
Yes, this is Kimberly. Hi. Hi, Sherry. It's Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. Who are you?
Good.
You have a lot to ask. Oh, you did? Where?
Yeah, I'm with Jorianne.
How are you?
Yeah.
But I feel like you have a lot to ask and a lot on your mind.
Oh, man. So why don't you just tell me what do you see? What's there? What do you see and feel, I guess?
So just a general thing, what we get on you? Okay. Hold on.
Yeah.
I just feel like you're really kind of restless and looking for changes. I mean, if you want me to go into a certain thing, just ask me what subject.
Sure.
But I feel like you're in a happy place. I feel like you want more. Are you like bored? Like, I just feel like you want to go out and explore and have fun and more adventures. Does that make any sense to you?
Oh, it does. Yes.
Like, I feel like your inner child, like the young, you know, the young little girl in you just wants to go out and like just tackle the world. But something is like, you feel kind of stuck. Like you can't, you know, maybe the area where you live or your home or whatever. Like, I just feel like you want to go out traveling. You want to go out, you and Jorianne are going on a trip, aren't you? I feel like you two may go somewhere and travel.
Oh, that'd be good.
Not yet, but maybe.
We'll all go together. but I'm hearing, I feel like what I'm hearing to tell you is it's a time for a change. So, you know, if new doors open up or new opportunities come, I think you should jump in. I feel like you've been sitting back too long, and it's time to, you know, make the world, you know, be your oyster, be what you want. Don't be afraid to take that risk or step out of that comfort zone. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Is there a certain area you want us to look at?
You can look in my love life. I don't know what's happening there, but I feel like I have a lot of friends, but not too many.
You're not with anybody right now?
No, I don't declare them anymore.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I'm not even sure yet. I mean, so what I'm hearing to tell you is, are you putting yourself out there? Are you making it happen? Staying at home, you know, the FedEx guy isn't going to drop on your door, right? And say, hey, I got a package for you. That was kind of bad to say, huh? But so I feel like if you do want to meet somebody, you're going to have to get out, maybe I feel even outside of your community, you know, join meetup.com, join groups. You know, I'm not a big online person with, you know, the online dating, but if you want to, you could do that. But I don't even think that you're going after it that hard. Like, it might be in your mind, it might be in your heart, but what are you doing that's proactive to help yourself?
Nothing.
Who said that, Jorianne?
No,
Kimberly.
Oh, Kimberly said that?
Nothing.
So,
nothing.
I mean, and why do I also want to say to you, I feel that, so I do a lot of healing work too, so a lot of times the messages I get will be like, more of getting to the root problem. I feel like you need to know that you deserve love, that you are worthy of love. So when you start, you know, even believing that more, really believing it and doing that work on yourself, then your vibration will align to that, you know. But again, you still got to get out there. And I'm also hearing to tell you, don't get mad at me, okay, Kimberly? I'm hearing, hearing you have to make yourself approachable. So I don't know if you kind of hold back sometimes in situations you're in or what. You know, smile at people if you're out, you know, if you're in a store. Say hi, smile, make eye contact with people. But you have got, especially this winter, you've got to get out there. Because you're meant, you will have a, you could have a relationship. You're meant to be in one. You know, you're meant to be loved. But, you know, you have to believe that in your own heart and mind.
Yeah.
Totally. And then take that action to get out there. Does that make sense to you, Jorianne, or do you get something different?
Yep. No, it sure does. It sure does. So, Kimberly, let us know what happens. And I know you will for sure because I'll hear about it.
So we're all going to push her out the front door.
Oh, there we go. All right. Well, all right. So we're going to go on to our next caller here. All right, everyone, remember, Sherry is going to take maybe a question, your name, and then we're going to see what comes up from Sherry from the spirit world. All right, hello, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Yvonne from California.
Thanks, Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. My question is, when do you see things getting better for me financially? If this is some month coming up or so, something like that.
Okay. Are you working?
No.
Are you planning on working?
No, I'm waiting on my SSI benefits to kick in. Hopefully I will get them. I just went to court on the 4th.
Oh.
I'm waiting for a decision to come back.
So I'm hearing a 3. So, you know, Jorianne knows that when we get numbers, 3 can mean 3 weeks, 3 months, or March. I do think that you will get it.
Did
you really?
I heard the same thing, and I heard, I swear to God, I heard March, April, May. That's what I heard. Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's what you said.
Good. See, and please, Jorianne, jump in any time because, you know, I think what's going to happen, I think me and Jorianne are very similar in that we're definitely going to tag team or we'll, you know, get the same information. you know, but I also want to tell you is, like, don't give up hope. And I'm hearing be proactive. So if there is any kind of delay, and I'm hearing six, like if you don't hear something in 6 weeks, be proactive. I guess six could also be June, but I feel it's 6 weeks. Be proactive if you don't hear anything or you don't get to check or you don't have any, like, you know, communication from them, because you may have to step in and, you know, jump in a little bit to get them going a little faster. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
So stay on top of it. Don't give up. Stay on top of it, because there could be a little minor delay here over a few weeks or something. But that's when you either got to go online, call, or whatever, how you get a hold of them, and just keep the pressure on.
All right. Perfect. Yvonne, thank you so much. And again, if you'd like to give us some feedback, please do. All right. Let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is Melvin. I'm calling from Georgia.
Thanks, Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. My question is, I am about to meet with a lady to try to see, can I get is it a program to try to get a home? It's for HUD home. It's like for different programs that you can be qualified for, and the government will help you get it. And I'm a veteran. I'm disabled right now. I just want to know, how would that go for me? And her name is Teresa. It's a habitat.
Yeah, the first thing
home.
I heard was, have you turned your papers in yet?
Yes, I turned them in. And she requested some more paperwork.
Exactly.
With my income, she was saying that it was kind of too low. I just want to know, will we be able to find some kind of government program that I could apply for and be able to be eligible to move into a, you know, two-bedroom home?
Okay, one sec. It's going to take a minute on this one because it's kind of a serious thing. I definitely feel that you will be moving and getting into a someplace. I don't know if it'll be exactly that place.
Yes,
I just see some, like, I see some, like, stalls and delays with that. But I do feel there is something out there for you. Joanne, what are you getting on it?
I'm actually, Melvin, wondering if you're not going to end up possibly at some point living with somebody else also.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if you're doing that right
room.
Now or not.
I kept hearing a room. I kept hearing, like, being in someone's room, like a room in a place, like a room, like whether that be a house or an apartment, but I feel like you're going to be in someone's room. Is that what you're going to feel too, Joanne?
Well, I feel at some point, yes, there's going to be a living with somebody else situation going on. That's what I'm getting for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
But
that's
with another female
too.
Or something? With another woman or a soulmate? Or?
You know, I'm not sure, but right now I'm smelling smoke. Does anyone smoke around you? Because I'm getting
no,
a big
I
thing of cigarette smoke.
I definitely can't have that.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's a no-no. For me,
yeah.
Not for my health. So it's can be, you know, someone that smokes.
Now maybe they're an ex-smoker, but I'm telling you for sure, I just got a really big whiff of cigarette smoke here right now.
And I also feel to tell you, Melvin, don't give up.
No.
You seem like a very kind man and have a good heart, and you've really been through
totally.
A lot. But yeah, just please don't give up. I feel like, you know, that little angel will come in and you will find a place to stay. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, I definitely do not feel like you would be homeless forever or anything like that.
No,
I just think that, you know, if it's not that, a new opportunity or, you know, doorway is going to open for you. So stay, you know, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Keep looking wherever you need to.
Okay.
Yeah, and I wonder if
yes,
somebody
ma'am.
Else also, Melvin, isn't going to come in that's also been a vet or somebody else is going to be able to come in and contribute with your income, possibly. That's the other thing I was picking up on.
Yeah.
So that's where possibly living with somebody else might be a joint effort. So.
Mm-hmm. When you said that, I heard tenancy. So, yeah, so, you know, just don't give up, you know. Actually, do you have a father that's passed?
Let me see.
Melvin?
Yeah.
Do you see, will it be like I meet a woman or something and we We move in. I move in with her. Cause I'm not staying with another guy.
Yeah. I hear you on that one.
I stay by myself now. Yeah, I stay by myself now, and I have my own apartment. But I am. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to get out of here. I've been staying here for 6 years, since 2014, and I'm just ready to move. I'm ready to make a different change.
I think in the next year you will be somewhere else, and I think you will be happier. I'm not being shown if it's a woman or a man, though. I don't know about you, Jorian.
Yeah. No, I just see living with somebody else and being comfortable, actually, and being comfortable.
Yeah, I think it'll be – I think you'd be happier where you're going to be. I think you're going to have better company. You're going to get – whoever this person is, you're going to get a lot along with them better than you maybe anticipated. But you have a father in the spirit world, yes?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So I feel like he's – like I've right away, like when you were talking, it's like a dad is present here with us, and he's kind of helping you with this situation and watching out for you. He wants you to know – that he is like constantly around you and supporting you. And I feel he is, was he in the military also or not? Cause I feel he's very proud that you were in the, that you are.
Yes.
Yeah. Cause I get in this like really proud connection with you guys with the military. So I'm seeing a star or some sort of emblem from the military. I'm not a military expert. Did you or him, why would I see a star? What does that mean? Is that just like a pin that would go on the jacket?
Yes, ma'am. He won some kind of big award from the military.
Yay!
And
so that's what he's showing me
from overseas.
Okay. So this is why you're actually calling in, because he's been trying to get your attention. So you may think it was one reason, but I mean, yeah, he jumped in right away. Like, how did you end up on this phone call? Are you always on this show, or did you just happen to find it randomly today?
No, I always call in, but it's been a good little while. I always like talking to you all, I just sometimes I don't get through because you have so many callers,
You were meant to get through tonight.
It's my fault it's my fault because I call in too late. So
yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. But Melvin, I'm trying to tell you is you were meant to get through tonight because your dad was trying to give you the message to show you that he loves you and is around you and is very proud of you. You need to know. I don't know if you get lonely. He's just saying you're never alone. You need to know he's with you. He's got your back and protecting you and loves you very much.
Okay. Definitely be alone. I am lonely.
Melvin, thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much. We're gonna have to move on to another caller. And make sure you call in again, okay? All right, God bless you.
Okay, thank
you, Melvin. Good luck.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now. Yeah, you can never tell who's going to join us, you know, from the other side. Hello, caller.
Yeah, that just, like, popped in out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, who is this?
My name is Wendy from California.
All right. Welcome,
Hi, Wendy.
Thank
you. I've been off work since the middle of January with very painful back condition. I feel that I'm secure in my job. I spoke to my supervisor today, make sure I'm on top of all my paperwork. My goal is to work another 16 months. Right now I'm scheduled to go back around the 21st of this month, but I'm suspecting that my doctor might take me off later. Make me stay off work longer. What do you all see?
I think it would be like a 2 or 3 weeks longer than you think. What do you get, Jorian?
Yeah. I think it might be a little bit of time like that, Wendy. And I think the most important part is that you are going to get your rest this time, which is what you really do need. So, and you know what I think?
And I feel like go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Okay, I was going to tell you, I just feel like you need to, don't push yourself too hard. I feel like you kind of like to be active and maybe like don't want to just be sitting around. And I'm just really saying, like, be careful. Don't lift things, you know, don't tweak it. Don't do something too fast. Give yourself the time you need to heal so you don't have a setback, even though you're a little bit restless. You know what I mean? So be gentle with your body, you know, and yourself, and don't think you're okay, which, you know, you will be, but don't get, you know, a little cocky before your time is up, you know? You know, make sure you take that rest.
Yes.
Baby
Thanks,
yourself.
Wendy. All right. All right. Let's see who's next.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Candy.
Hi, who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Candy from New Jersey. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Candy.
Hi, Candy.
Hi. I was wondering if you see anything going around my career, please.
Do you want to change?
Yeah, I do. I want something where I'm in charge, where I'm happy, where I'm going, not just like doing something because
you have
to.
I see you actually. I'm not going to give you any timing, you know, psychics and timing are not always the best. We try, but I feel like you're going to be like leaving that job and pushing it aside and going after something that you would enjoy more. But I'm hearing don't be premature, you know, make sure you have something else lined up, you know, before you decide to leave the other
there
one.
There's a position in that facility that I wanted to work at, but some things were happening that were just a little bit weird, so they put me in a temporary position, but I'm not happy in this temporary position, and I'm wondering if it's okay to go back to the other place again, or if that's, you know, I'm not sure.
What they're showing me is that you would have to have a discussion with your employer. There could be changes within where you're at, yes, but it might not even be that position, it could be another one. Have you tried talking to your boss at all?
Yeah, we're having a meeting on Monday.
Okay, that's probably why I'm getting that. Okay, so that's probably why I'm getting that, because I feel like you need to have that conversation to see if there is something else, you know, a different position within that company.
Okay. Oh.
And I think there's a good possibility there is. How do you feel, Jorianne?
I think there are changes, and I actually think you're in a holding pattern right now, Candy. And I think there are bigger changes that are going to be happening for you than what you realize. So I think this is just a transitionary period for you right now. You know, and I want to ask you, Sherry, for people to make contact with you. So in case Candy wants to get a more in-depth reading from you, how can they contact you?
I have a website. It's Sherry, S-H-E-R-I, themedium.com. I made it very simple.
Okay.
My email address is Sherry Jewell, J-E-W-E-L, medium@yahoo.com. Phone number is 872-529-1114.
Okay. Now, do you also record these and send those to people, or do you just have them on the phone and then they can hit record on their telephone? How does that work?
I don't record it. To be honest with you, I don't know how. So they can record it if they would like or make notes. And if you want to teach me how to do it, then I could do that. But right now I don't know how to do it, so they're more than welcome. They're more than welcome to record it. My mind is too busy doing all that. I don't know the electronic part of it.
I know. Right on, right on. And of course, if people come and see you in person. So if they're in the neighborhood and they come and see you in person, correct? Or they can contact you on phone if they're in the country, out of the country?
Yes.
Okay.
So right now I prefer to, I do my, you know, personal readings, one-on-one readings on the phone, or I could do Zoom, you know, Zoom is kind of like a Skype if they want to see me or whatever.
Beautiful.
Or I do like a lot of gallery events. Like I have one in Glenview, Illinois, you know, March 1st, I'll be in Infinity Foundation, April 7th. I have another one coming up in May. So I do a lot of gallery, but that's strictly mediumship, you know, in front of the larger audiences.
Nice,
that's not
nice,
private
nice.
Readings.
Okay. That's beautiful. So I want you to repeat that one more time. Where can people see you?
At the galleries, March 1st at the Laughing Academy in Glenview, Illinois.
Okay.
April 7th at the Infinity Foundation in Highland Park, Illinois. And then I'll be in the Schaumburg area in May. I just don't remember the date off my head. But I do put all the events on my website or my Facebook. You can add me on Facebook, too.
Fantastic. All right. I love it. Thank you so much. All right, let's see who is next online. Hello, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from? Hello?
Hi. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Not bad at all.
Okay. What's your name?
What's your name?
Okay, it's Lisa, and I'm calling from New York.
Thanks, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, how are you?
Do you have a question?
Yeah, okay. Can you give me a quick general, or should I ask something?
I think we're probably better off, like, sticking to a little specific, because these are, like, really kind of quick readings.
Okay.
Yep.
So, all right. So, I have a question in regards to a new job. So, I'm going to be doing a part-time job to make extra money. However, I'm looking for a new job. Just trying to see when is a good opportunity to start looking for that new job.
I just heard May. Well, what did you get, Jorian? I got May.
Get May. All right. Do you think
so this
be
new
are
job,
you
you're saying around May? Yeah, May or June. Yeah, definitely energy around May or June.
May or June?
Yep, for sure.
But I am also hearing to say look around. I'm hearing, though, start looking. I don't know, this is kind of
okay.
weird, but maybe it's a whole application process. I'm hearing start looking in 6 to 8 weeks so you land something by the summer.
Oh, okay. So
like, I feel
early.
Like you
okay.
should, like, you know, yeah, start looking, you know, I don't know, Indeed or, you know, wherever you can look for a job.
Mm-hmm.
And then also verbally start putting your feelers out. And then I think that'll be more of a definite way of landing something by the summer.
You said stop putting out my feelings, you said?
Feelers, like, you know, talk to your friends, you know, fill out applications, do whatever you need to do. And I'm actually very clearly hearing, and my ear is humming, my ear hums when spirit's around, I'm hearing be assertive. Like, I just kind of feel like don't sit back and think it's going to fall in your lap. Again, you know, like the first caller, make it happen. You have got to go out there and take that action and go for it.
Okay. Got it.
Beautiful. All right. Well,
yes.
thank
okay.
you so much, Lisa.
Good luck.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. All right, so let's use next online. Hello, caller.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tanika. I'm calling from New York.
What's your name?
Tanika.
Tanika.
Okay, Tanika.
Tanika.
Okay, what's your question?
Yeah. Hi, I have a love question. There's someone that I have feelings for. He and I were involved. We worked at the same job, and we got involved. When we met, and I've since left that job, and we still keep in contact with each other, but I would just like us to go to something deeper, and I'm not sure what he wants from me. He still keeps in contact with me, you know, he still wants to see me, but I would like something deeper with him. So just want to know if you see what's going on with him and me, and I know his date of birth and name if you need it.
I don't need his last name, but my first name or something would help.
Yeah, his name is Frank, and his date of birth is 10/28/76.
I mean, again, why do I feel like you guys are better friends than lovers? Joanne, please pop in if you'd like. Because I feel like you guys right now need to take more time. Do you guys know each other very well?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to get to know him better. He seems guarded, but we have
right.
like a connection. Like we are kind of crazy about each other.
Yeah. So I just feel like you guys like have to take it, you know, if you want this to go farther, the communication has to step up to a deeper level, or he's got to put his walls down. You know what I mean? Because right now I feel like you're kind of in that friend zone and you can be crazy about each other, fine, but it's got to go deeper for it to turn into probably what you want. Are you comfortable enough to express your feelings and tell him how you feel or what you want?
I have. I always do.
He's not ready,
and
honey.
His
with all that's going on
yeah.
here, he is just not ready.
That's why I was going
to
like,
make sense,
you guys are like
yeah.
more friends.
I feel like that, and I'm wondering if anything will change. If things will get better with us.
Not, I don't feel right now, no.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And I've got to, Tanika, I got to
yeah.
tell you, when I think about it, I think you guys have been sister and brother in a past life, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you have, you know, value his friendship, you know, enjoy what you are getting out of it, yeah?
Yeah, but I feel like I'm in love with him, too.
I know, but we can't change other people. That's the problem. I mean, I think he cares for you. I think he's your friend and cares for you and enjoys talking to you. I'm not going to say never that this couldn't happen, but just the energy around it right now, I think we're both getting is he's can we be honest? I feel like he's got one foot. Okay, I feel like he's got one foot in and one foot out, you know?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And you know what? There is somebody very special out there for you, Tanika, so make sure that while you're focusing on him that you don't lose your peripheral vision for whoever this other amazing person that's going to be popping in around you. Okay?
I heard July. There's something significant about July.
Yeah. So I would be patient and keep asking God to please bring your soulmate. I always tell people you can say, because you don't want to manipulate anyone's will psychically, but you can say, God, if this person is supposed to be for me, please bring them to me. And if not, please bring me my soulmate. That's what I share with people. So,
yeah, and also I feel that.
Let us know what happened.
Real quick, Tanika, you want someone in your life permanently that loves you as much as you love them. Don't sell yourself short, you know?
Yeah,
okay?
Totally. All right, let's see who's next.
Good luck.
In line. Hello, caller.
Yes, hi.
Hi, who is this?
Hi. This is Jeanette. How are you?
Really great, Jeanette. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. My question is about moving. I have a timeline that I'd like to be able to find something. Right now, I have not come across what I'm looking for, and I just want to know what you guys think up about this.
So right away, I heard 6, so that could be like, you know, 6 weeks, 6 months. I'm leaning more towards a 6 months or June. Definitely, I feel you'll be in somewhere before fall. What do you got, Jorianne?
Personally, Jeanette, you feel like you're in the process of moving already, honestly. So it feels like if
you're
not picking up and getting rid of things, I'd be shocked.
Thank you. Because I've just been, you know, kind of like served the deadline, and I'm trying every avenue that I can think of. So I could use a little help from above.
Yeah. I would definitely, it's one of those things where I'd start opening up. If you've got to have 2 moves before you get to your final place, don't sweat the small stuff. If you've got to get your stuff in a storage unit, do that.
I've already done that.
Oh, good. Good job. Because I really feel the spirit world coming around to help you. And I would say don't feel helpless. Just keep asking God to guide you where you're supposed to go right now. And again, if you have a temporary stay till you get to the other place, you will find a very beautiful, peaceful, amazing place that you're going to end up at. Your little home pad. It's going to be wonderful. I think it's going to take a couple of months. It's going to take longer than what you're expecting, honestly. That's what it feels like to me.
I just heard 3 to 6, so I guess that could be 3 to 6 months. It's kind of like, mm-hmm. too, the more active you are, again, we're all back to a lot of these calls. There tends to be a theme. You know, how assertive are you, and, you know, how much you're going out there to look for it?
Oh, my gosh. That's all I'm doing. I'm spending my days doing just that. So,
yeah.
But you're going to be guided. I agree with Jorianne, though. I feel like you're going to be guided, like something. You could just be driving by a place and all of a sudden see it.
And you may have to stay with a friend or something till you get in the interim, Jeanette. So don't go crazy. I mean, believe me. The spirits are watching over you. You will find the place. I'm 100% sure.
And also,
awesome.
I right away was like,
right now.
And also, honey, I was hearing call on the angels. Are you into angels?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I work with archangels. That's kind of a big part of my path. Like, I've been hugged by Archangel Michael and stuff, and he pops in a lot. So I just feel like, you know, keep inviting those angels in for some guidance and helping you too. And not just in finding the place, but to give you that strength to keep going or guide you to where to look. Because like, you know, Jorianne said, there are deceased people around you, but I also feel like there's divine energies around you. And it's kind of like almost there's a reason. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm getting almost like there's a reason you're not finding out where you want to be, because maybe this other place isn't available yet where you're supposed to be. So it's one of those like divine timing things to get you into the right house, apartment, whatever you're looking for. Maybe that other person's got to decide to move or get out before you can get that perfect place for you.
Perfect.
Does that make sense?
Perfect. Yeah. And Jeanette, please, please let us know what happens, because we are actually praying for you that this comes together for you, because I know it seems like it'll be something that's going to be happening soon for you. So, all right. You know, I've got to say this hour is flying by so quickly. It's not over yet, but we've got a few more callers to get through. So, Sherry, if people want to contact you, how can they contact you?
Okay. My website is Sherry, S-H-E-R-I, themedium.com. Email is Sherry Jewel, J-E-W-E-L, medium@yahoo.com. Phone number is 872-529-1114. Or you can find me on Facebook, too, under Sherry Jewel.
Perfect.
Or ask Joanne.
All right, you guys. Yeah. All right, you guys, make sure that you guys call Sherry so you can get a lot more of what she's sharing with you tonight. All right, let's see who we have next online here. Hello, caller.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, we're great. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Rosemary from New Jersey.
From New Jersey. And tell me your first name again, honey.
Rose Maria.
Rose Maria, welcome
Rose
to the
Maria.
Show.
Thank
Hello.
You for having me. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, do you have a question?
Yeah. Either finances are coming in a new job or long-term committed relationship. Either one.
Okay, and I'm gonna put you on hold here too, honey, so we can answer the question because there's some noise in the background. So, okay,
yeah, that's what I was gonna ask about. It's distracting.
what are you getting?
Okay. So we're looking at job. Is that what you said, Rosemary? Okay.
Yeah.
Are you working now?
Oh no, we're putting on hold, and then whatever information we're getting.
Oh. Oh, okay, Rosemary. I don't feel a lot of changes around it. How about you?
Oh, as far as the changes go, what I can say for Rosemary, I think there's going to be a lot of life changes that are going on around her. Not just the job. There's going to be a lot of big changes. There's family changes. There's work changes. All of that. Yeah. So, and because the noise is so distracting in the background, we just had to go ahead and put Rosemary on hold.
Yeah. Right, I also
so
feel to say, I feel real quick that she wants. She doesn't have to be on, but I also feel to tell her to keep stay positive and keep her chin up, so that those changes,
mm-hmm.
you know, can manifest and just stay positive.
Beautiful, beautiful. And if you guys have any distracting noises in the background, like music or your radio, please turn it down so we can hear you. Okay, let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller.
Hello, Joanne. Sherry?
Hi, yes. Who is
this? Yeah, hi. Hi, this is Cheryl from Illinois.
Hey, Cheryl.
Do we know you?
Hi.
Her voice sounds familiar. Do I know you?
I don't think so. Well, I've called before in the past.
Yes, you have. Welcome to the show, honey.
Hi. Just an easy one. It's like, do you see any change in the near future or open to anything you pick up on?
You're intuitive, yes?
Yes.
You actually know all your own answers. I feel like you're on a really good path and you don't even need us. You're also a healer. You're also a healer, yeah? And you know what you're doing.
Kind of, yeah.
Uh-huh. I actually like you, so I don't know if you live by me. I'll get together with you, but...
You might be.
You have
to know.
Yeah, well, get you up. Email me. I feel like you're going to have more income and more, like, just a lot more coming into your life that's just all positive. I mean, do you have a child?
Yes, I do. Many.
So I feel like there's something going on around one of your kids. Is there a child that something's going on that you're worried about?
Yes. You know, well, you're always worried about all of them, but...
No, there's one in particular. I don't mind. They're bringing me to one child. Do you have a teenager?
Possibly. Yes.
Is there any concern? Is it a boy?
I do have a boy. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, I'm going off track here, but this is what they give me. Is he driving yet?
Yes.
How is his driving? I'm kind of a little concerned around that. Is he a little reckless or crazy or anything with that?
No, but yeah, my daughter actually slid with her car yesterday.
Okay, because I'm also seeing a break. I'm seeing the break, like spinning out, or like, you know, they just don't stop too soon. So I don't know. I just feel like one of the kids is a little more, either they're not a good driver, or they're a little, you know, reckless, or they're not paying attention. I see like music being on, and they just get distracted. Like, you know how the kids are flaky. I mean, I have them too. Okay, I worry about my kids in this. No. So I just feel like, oh, who's the one that blows off the stop signs, or does you know, they don't stop all the way at signs?
Possibly her.
I don't, you might not even know. So has she had a speeding ticket yet?
No.
Okay, well, she needs to slow down, pay attention, get off her phone. So just give her a little lecture about, you know, especially if you're in Illinois, look at what we had today with snow, right? I just feel like she could get distracted, you know, he or she, I guess, any of your kids, whoever's driving that you worry about, just have them pay attention when they're driving. I mean, they're not going to listen to us anyways, but it's more of the music, the phone, the texting, you know, being distracted. And I don't feel anything serious is going to happen, but I also don't want you to have a fender bender and have to pay for it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, she did something to her car yesterday just from sliding. Didn't
okay, this
anything?
Is why I'm picking
just
up on it.
Went over, went over a curb, and, you know, I just drove her car, and I'm like, oh.
Oh, okay, so this is why, cause that's why immediately I was going to that, because it's in your energy field. So, yeah, but, you know, thank God it was minor, and hopefully it was a wake-up call to her to pay a little more attention and not be flaky, you know? So just have a talk with her, and that you're not – tell her next time – I got it. They're telling me. Tell her next time she's going to pay for any damage. You know?
I love that.
Sorry.
I
make her believe it. Even
though
you won't do it, make her believe it.
I could, I could picture
who's,
who would be coming
who's
in.
Who's Julie? Jules or Julie around you? J name.
No one really close.
But
I
you know
of,
somebody?
Yep, not really close.
Okay. Well, you might. I get a lot of names, and sometimes I don't know why. And, you know, maybe like, you know, tomorrow you meet somebody with that name, okay?
Okay.
So just, that's just the name that's popping in my head to be aware of. And it could be nothing important. You just might end up meeting them, you know?
Oh,
so,
okay.
I don't
know,
Joanne,
like
what you get?
Person that you're supposed to be like, warning, warning.
No.
You know?
No, I just, I mean, some psychics and mediums get names, some don't. I get names like crazy. And sometimes it's just, they just say, oh, you're going to meet Julie, you know? So it doesn't have to be important. I don't know. Joanne, are you getting anything?
Yeah, so Cheryl, the only thing I'm really getting right now is I'm not sure if you like going to cemeteries and stuff, but there is somebody that has passed over, and I kind of get a sense that they're feeling like you're not either thinking about them or you're not visiting the cemetery or something like that. But there's somebody I completely see a grave, and it's a sense of them going like, you know, come and visit me again, that sort of thing. Even though we know that they're in the spirit world and they're okay, but it's really a sense of somebody.
Yeah, I used to go and visit.
That's it.
What makes the effort
that
you're not.
Right. You're spot on.
Go visit them. Because it's an honor thing. Because when they were alive, I'm sure they went and visited the cemetery and stuff like that. So it's something that they're
feeling.
I
went with them.
Okay. You did, right?
I'm also seeing flowers. I'm also seeing flowers when she talks about that. So I don't know if you put flowers, I don't know if the person that died liked flowers or if you used to put flowers on their grave. Because when you're at the grave, I feel like they sit right beside you. And they love you very much.
Okay.
Aww. That's sweet.
All right,
yes.
Honey, we're going to move on. We're going to try to get another person or two in here. Okay. Hey, Cheryl, good talking to you again.
Oh,
hi, Cheryl.
Good luck. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye now.
All right. Let's see what we have next online. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, who is this? Where are you calling from?
This is Jean.
Okay, Jean, hi. And where? What questions do you have? And you're from Illinois, right?
Yep, from Illinois. I have a question. I've been wanting to do something for quite some time and not knowing exactly how I should do it or how I should start doing it. Because I am getting older. I'm going to be 50 this year, and it's kind of too late to start a new career. So,
that's not true. I did it. It happened to me.
So I'm just wondering, is it the right path that I should be taking, or I guess, what do you think? What do you see?
Do you have something in mind that you want to be doing?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Can you give us a little tidbit about what that is?
It's kind of up your alley in a way. I've always been very fascinated with hypnosis,
mm-hmm.
Preferably regression hypnosis.
Lovely.
Right away, I'm hearing more training. Go for it.
Lovely, Jean. You don't have to be a certain age to do that work. I'm also a hypnotherapist, and there's a lot of training sessions you can get, and you can start working with clients right away.
Okay.
And I'm actually hearing don't limit it to just one. Don't limit it to just past life. You know, go a little broader so that you can do it all, because then you're available to help your client in more than just one thing.
That'll be lovely.
You can do it.
Yep. No doubt. All right, we're going to see who's
next. My gift's opened up in my 40s, so you can do it.
Yeah. Let us know, Jean. All right, hello, caller. Who is this? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who is this? Where are you calling from? Yep, we're here.
Yeah, this is Jim calling from Chicago, Illinois.
Hi, Jim.
Okay, Jim.
So, today is my mother's birthday. She passed away about 8 years ago. And I was just wondering, I don't even know exactly what I was wondering, but I was kind of wondering if she's kind of out there at all, or if there's any messages.
Is she around you? Right away, I'm hearing. Are you seeing butterflies? Do you ever notice butterflies? Do you ever see butterflies as signs from her?
I do.
Okay, so that's her sign to you. She's constantly present around you, I feel. You just don't pay attention. You're in your head too much, so you just got to have the awareness. A lot of times, like, I could be sitting on my couch and I feel hot, cold tingles. You know, we just have to, as, you know, the living people, have got to have that awareness and observation to notice the signs and, you know, feelings. Was she a very, was she religious at all?
Very much so.
Mm-hmm. So that's right. Okay, so she's coming in right now. It just, with mediumship, it can take a little time. But right away, I mean, I heard butterflies right away when you were talking. I'm seeing religion. I'm feeling like family was highly important to her. What is the number two? See, I'm talking fast. I do that when I channel, so I'm sorry I'm talking so fast. Were there two kids, or does the month of February mean anything? What's the number two have to do with her? It could be birthdays, February.
February 6th was her birthday, and my sister and I were her two children, and she was also one of two children.
So the two make sense all the way around. Why do I want to have, do you know if she had any, so I physically feel things and my hand is going to my chest, which could be my heart or my lungs. And I feel like I have a breathing issue. Did she have any issues in her, either the heart area or the lung issues?
You know, not so much, maybe a little bit secondary, as a result, she was diabetic for a number of years and started having some kidney problems and neuropathy problems. And, you know, I think there were several secondary things that started to crop up as a result of that. Primarily diabetes and kidney issues, because it came from her parents both lived to be close to 90, but she passed away when she was 75. So we
and
lost.
Were
her
you around? Excuse me, I'm going to interrupt because we're going to run out of time. Were you around her at the time she was dying?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I was right there at the time.
Right.
And she was kind of, it seemed like she was hanging on, you know. Her face was a little bit tense. And,
Jim?
You know, I basically,
Real quick, because I know we're going to end. I want to tell you the reason this got brought up from her was, you know, I know you were there at the end. So what it is when you thought she was sleeping or in and out or unconscious, I'm an evidential medium, so I bring up, you know, I try to bring up like the evidence that you would know. And she is telling me this so that she can tell you that she was aware of the things you did, said, that you were there, that you were present with her. I actually feel like, did you give her a final hug?
I did, and I also told her that, you know, her parents would be waiting for her and, you know, some other people.
You helped her pass. You took her fear away. So when you thought she was either unconscious or sleeping or whatever or out of it, she knew you gave her that hug and that you were there. And I feel like she's blowing you lots of kisses and love right now to you. And
well,
you were her favorite. Sorry.
Great.
Were you
yeah.
her favorite?
Yeah.
And beautiful. She loves you very much, Jim. So just talk to her.
Yeah.
Think of her. Talk to her. And she's right there.
And something
okay.
about
well,
the Bible. She's showing me something about the Bible or a small Bible or something like that, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was a woman of faith, definitely. Very strong, loving woman. Heart of gold.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, you know what? I can't believe it, Jim. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you, Jen.
I just want to say thank you to all of our wonderful listeners and our callers. Sherry, now everyone knows they can call back again next week here. Again, it's Thursday, every Thursday, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. We start a little later tonight. Sherry, how can people contact you if they'd like to get a reading from you?
Okay. My website is Sherry, S-H-E-R-I, themedium.com, or Sherry Jewel, J-E-W-E-L, medium, at yahoo.com. Phone number is 872-529-1114, or just look up Sherry Jewel on Facebook. Thank you, everyone.
All right, and again,
thank you, Joanne.
Yes, thank you. Oh, my God, Sherry, thank you so much.
This was
fast. If you need to contact me for anything, 219-940-9292. God bless you all. We love you, and we'll talk to you next week right here at Your Psychic Connection with Joanne the Coffee Psychic. Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you.